This is a HeadGum Original.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Sunshade Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
RuPaul's Drag Rant. Hi, everyone. You're listening to Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Her Recap podcast available to you on the internet. I'm Mono Gapian. I'm doing something insane today. I decided to start some bonus content called RuPaul's Drag Rant. This is an insane, 10-minute rant about the current season of UK v World 2. Holy shit, this is a very exciting season. And I didn't want to cover it, but I did want to cover it, but I did not at the same time. You know how you're feeling. We're all burnt out. As soon as I do this episode, someone is going to scream at me to cover España All-Stars. Diva, I'm going to think about it, but I'm going to tell you right now it's not likely because there's just too much fucking Drag Race. If you like this, comment, say something nice or mean in the comments on Apple Podcasts, you know, under Drag Her, on Spotify, one of those things. I don't care. And find us at Drag Her Podcast on Instagram. We have to talk about this insane season. I'm going to try to chirp and burp these entrance looks because what is happening with this season? Tia Coffey comes in, we're looking like a cougar. I liked it. I thought it was great. She's clearly come to upgrade herself, which does not explain the talent show, because why? That was not funny. Tia, I'm so sorry. I love you so much. Why? Why would you do that? You're wonderful. Why would you do an unfunny, serious song? Neither here nor there. Tia Coffey's back. I'm excited. I think she's going to go very far. Next, of course, we have coming to the stage, Hannah Conda. Did y'all feel like there were so many robbed? Like, dare I say, I'm feeling a conspiracy theory come on. There are so many robbed queens this season that it almost feels like these queens were purposefully robbed to make this and future seasons better. That's the vibe I'm getting. Hannah Conda says it herself. She says, I should have won my season. No lies were detected. She should have won her season. She is very good at drag. She comes in looking like Madame Butterfly with her big, wonderful mouth. It's a chirp. So far, these entrances are full chirps. Hannah Conda, I don't know what's going to take her home. I see her going very far. Well, no, unless someone's threatened by her, they'll kill her. Next, Arantxa Castilla-La Mancha. I wonder how she feels being on this All-Stars and her sisters being on another All-Stars. I bet her other sisters are just a little plucked that this is on at the same time as the other All-Stars, and this one will get a little more press because Drag Race does better when RuPaul hosts. She looks awesome. She's fun. I like her even more than her season. I love that she's come out as herself, her truest trans self. She's really fun. What the fuck? I'm going to go ahead and say right now, this talent show was the craziest talent show we've ever seen in the history of the show. Her entrance look is so strange. I love the bell ringing. I like the weird latex suit. I like that she likes to make eye contact with the camera. But it's still a chirp. The look makes no sense, but her conviction and mug makes it a chirp because what a glow up. Okay, next we have Mayhem Miller. Oh my God, give me strength. Give me strength. Give me Jesus. Give me Yahweh. Give me Buddha. Give me every single deity in the world. Because Mayhem Miller comes here with such an attitude, or at least the edit really gave her so much attitude. That was also suspicious. She has long COVID and a short-term memory. We'll get to that. But this looks a chirp. She looks fantastic. I almost lied and said I'm excited. I'm glad she's gone. I'm so upset. I'm so frustrated watching her waste our time and blow another talent challenge and then not even have an emotional breakthrough. And she continues to laugh about it, which I get is healthy. Like, that's like probably good for her heart. But no, it's not. It's not good. It's not a good thing. Like, she's in denial. Something weird is happening. She's in denial of how bad she did. So she's laughing about it because she's not letting herself feel the feelings she should be feeling, which is if I put a piece of paper inside my bowl that said three funny things, I would have been fine. She had bowls. Why didn't she write something down in the bowl so she wouldn't forget it or say anything at all? Like Tia Coffey pointed out, that I'm so frustrated. And it was so, was anyone else so annoyed watching her say the same thing she said on All Stars 5? I thought that was like honestly creepy to watch her like try to pretend like she'll be in the top ever and seduce someone into being like, I got your back. Which is like, no, you don't. You don't give a fuck about this show. You don't like competing on the show. You're not going to be in the top. You hate it here. Go home. Stop wasting my time. Ugh. Okay. I want to say that thank freaking Lord that Theresa May is here. She's going to call back to her original entrance line, which was don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Hate me because I'm an immigrant. She said, now you can hate me because I'm beautiful. Huge chirp. She has already so many iconic lines this season, including making fun of someone's talent show. I'm trying to remember who she was. Oh, when she made fun of Marina Summers saying, I think she's a Filipina. Iconic, funny, she deserves redemption. She should win this whole thing. La Grande Dame coming in being the hottest, tallest, thinnest thing that's ever existed. She makes skyscrapers look like shit. She makes fucking skyscrapers look like fat blobs. She's so gorgeous. I'm so mad at how beautiful she is in her confessional. God damn her. God damn her. Next, the actual winner of the season, Marina Summers. No one's going to beat her. I said it. She's the best at drag here. She's the best performer. She's the most beautiful person. She far, and if she scored an A+, she fucked up the bell curve. She fucked it up because she made it a 101 and everyone else made 63s. So everyone's failing on her scale. Sorry to say. Sorry. She's amazing. She's coming to attack the colonizers. Her entrance roasting colonizers is fucking iconic. She's iconic. She's going to win this season. It's not a conversation. And her being intimidated by Mayhem, okay, eye roll. And even honestly, God bless Marina for the sound bites they made her give of being like, Mayhem is a legend and Mayhem is the queen of the party. God bless you, Marina, for giving those believable sound bites. But next, we've got John Burr's blonde. I love John Burr's friend, comrade of the cast. She's amazing. She's gorgeous. I'm sorry. I'm biased. She's kind. She's funny. She's weird. Big chirp. She deserves more time on our screens. She's going to have amazing confessionals. Good casting decision, the show. Next, of course, Kata Minaj, the most robbed queen in the history of this show, winning 3 challenges and going home. Never happened before. It'll probably never happen again. She's awesome. Even though her talent is unintelligible, she is awesome. Her looks are absolutely gorgeous. A huge chirp coming in looking like Cruella De Vil's moved on to leopards. I don't know what the hell her song means. Yay for K. I get it. I get it. It's branding. But it made me go, is this fun? I don't know. I do think she's amazing, just like Scarlet Envy, who just came on. Scarlet Envy is amazing, has a great chance to go super far in this. I'm so curious now that Mayhem gone, like what her story is. Like, she's the only American. Is she going to get killed as the final colonizer? Just for the sake of drama, I kind of hope so. I kind of hope she is murdered, dead, out. Not because she's amazing and she is consistently undervalued on any season she's on. It's a chirp. She's gorgeous, but it will be fun drama to kind of, for them to follow through on this colonizer storyline and kill all the American and UK queens. Wouldn't that be fun? Okay, next coming up, it's Gothy Kendall. Gothy Kendall giving us, and you're going to hear me, rawr. She looks beautiful. She's still on a lot of downers. She's the most chill queen, one of the most chill queens that's ever competed on the season of Drag Race, making Maya Iman LePage look high energy. God bless. I'm curious to see what she does. I'm glad she's back. She's now, of course, like holding a record as the only queen to be on one episode of Drag Race and come back for All Stars. What a gag. I live. I'm obsessed. And of course, we have our gag when Raven comes back. Can Raven please compete on this show? Wouldn't that be fun? Why are we fighting it? I know why we're fighting it, because RuPaul likes to wear nice makeup. But wouldn't it be so gaggy if we had Raven? I think so. Her line, where's Juju B? Iconic. It's amazing. She's the best. We're going to take a break. So silence me. I feel like taking a break. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Okay, do you hear that? Do you hear that hot breath coming off of my chest? Because I got a lot of things to say. I swallow some things and stop it. That's not funny. Okay. Save it for the main stage of Drag Race. I swallow a lot of things like stress and like when people are being rude to me and when like I can just like navigate. That's kind of one of my issues as a person. Like I navigate issues by just swallowing it all, taking it in, and being the quote unquote bigger person. Guess what? Getting things bottled up is not good for you. It affects you negatively because mama, the body keeps the score. Ting, ting, okay? Your body is that NFL scoreboard, honey. And therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest. So why not work through whatever's weighing you down with the help of BetterHelp? I benefited so much from therapy and I cannot express enough how important it is to have a regular practice of sharing your feelings. BetterHelp makes it so much easier, you know, because they have a broad range of therapists all over the world. You can conveniently connect with them on chat, on video, on text. I think you should really think about giving BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Honey, don't swallow that. Stop it. Don't you dare swallow that. You need to get that off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. Ooh, that's BetterHelp, help.com/dragher. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain, because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go Visit BetterHelp.com/DragHer today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DragHer. Go! Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. My break. I'm back. It's me, Mono, and no one else. You're listening to RuPaul's Drag Rant, a subsidiary of Drag Her. Okay, we're back in. We have a lot of factions happening in the workroom. I loved that drama. I liked seeing some of the foreign queens chat. I like the UK queens and their little, alliance. I like Michelle, who's already apparently going to start poking at that next week. I'm very excited, but with no further ado, can we just talk about these talent shows? Chorisa May doing the weirdest fucking song in the world as a devil. I liked it. I liked it, y'all. I thought it was good. I thought it was fun. I thought it was fun. It's, again, her charisma sells this. Welcome to El Inferno. If anyone else did it, I would say burn in hell. Ha ha. But truly, her charisma sells this, and if anyone else did this, I would hate it, but she's so special that she has a weird idea and sells it, unlike Tia Coffey and Gothy Kendall in this particular episode. Let's talk about Scarlett Envy's talent. I have to say, they were right on the money. This was so close to good, or so close to great. It was good. It was so close to great. It was really funny, giving bad advice, but it's that tough thing where you're telling the whole world, you're bad at this. You're kind of reminding RuPaul that you're not good at this. I don't know, sis. It's kind of a weird look. I don't know. And also her furniture is giving Coco Montrese's All Stars 2 talent show, which is amazing. La Grande Dame doing the weirdest mashup of sounds, shrieks, and belches. She should be hospitalized for this. But she's thin. So we like it. Next, coming to, I did actually really like it. Next is Gothy Kendall. I really like her lyrics. I love her look. I love the fire spinning. Yes, it was funny that even she was surprised that it happened, that it worked. So also, did anyone else notice that she was holding the fire not close to her? Like, again, I'm not saying I can do this talent, but I can see you're holding the fire like a foot away from you. Okay, next, the reason for the season. Marina Summers comes out and embarrasses these girls. Truly embarrasses these girls. Marina Summers is the best drag queen on the season, period. There's no discussion. There's no discussion here. Now, if they send her home, probably one of these jealous bitches is absolutely sending her home the second she's in the bottom. But does RuPaul love her too much and she'll keep her from the bottom? I hope she stays out of the bottom. It would make me really happy if she was never in the bottom. Oh, La Grande Dame is coming, just looking at her. She's a Filipina. She's a winner. I think she might be the best drag queen on earth. Okay, we love her performance. There's no debating that. Next is Kate Minaj. Weird, scary. It made Alice in Wonderland look grounded and chill, like a documentary. This was scary as fuck. But again, her core strength can't be denied. She uses her weird mushroom seat to pommel horse around the stage. And is that drag? Yes, apparently it is. I was right. Next, Mayhem Miller. Oh my God. Oh my God. This is, if Drag Race is canceled, it's because of this talent. If Drag Race fails, it's because of this talent. This is the worst thing I've seen on the show. And it's not her inability to show up and do a small bit is so frustrating. Write down things on paper or don't come to the show. I'm so sorry. Don't waste my time. Don't come to the show. We don't want to see you giggle after we also saw you forget your lyrics at the last All-Stars. It's weird. It's not funny. You're wasting our time. You came to the UK for this. And then to wait and then to go, ah, fuck. It's like, no. Honestly, I've never felt this during any. Have y'all felt this way? I've never felt this way. Like my time was wasted. Like mad at her. Like, not even sympathy. I am mad at you. You need to tell me what's going on. And I'm going to go way too far and say, Diva, you need to talk about this in therapy. Because if you, the fact that you're only laughing about it is a red flag. Next, Hanaconda. Not that good. Not very good. Pretty pitchy. Pretty pitchy singing. But again, the underwear reveal was a gag. She's kind of a fierce cunt. I like her, but I didn't love the talent. Jonber's Blonde. Funny. Weird. Funny. Perfectly safe. Her lyrics are hilarious. Her performance is good. And you know what? A wind machine will save the day every time. Next, Arancha Castilla-La Mancha. Coming on a couch with a pit crew boy. Saying pretty funny things. I will say that. What she's saying is funny. The performance makes no sense whatsoever. So I guess safe is fair, especially also in this world. It's so funny that as a drag queen, there's no one bouncing your talent on Drag Race. There's no one saying, oh no, that's too fucking weird and crazy. You can come up with any idea and they will put it on international TV. Isn't that kind of scary? She said, I'm going to come on a couch. And they said, yeah, we're going to put it on international TV for every gay person to see. Tia Coffee. We already talked about this. Poor Tia. I like Tia so much, but this was not very good. Didn't have a lot of conviction. And it wasn't particularly funny. I could feel her nerves. Damn, Tia. But she looks great. She looks great, but I don't care. Her la 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 lips are putting me to bed. Okay, we're going to chirp and burp these looks ever so quickly. Scarlet Envy giving a drop dead gorgeous illusion. Chirp. Absolute chirp. Kate Minaj giving both Amsterdam and Indonesia. Fuck yeah. This is a chirp. I love this oversized milkmaid into a whore, a dragon whore. Jonber's Blonde giving me four leaf clover. Chirp. Absolute chirp. Gorgeous, stunning, weird silhouette. Chirp. Arancha Castilla-La Mancha. Chirp. I don't know exactly the TV bobble she's talking about, but it's a chirp. She looks gorgeous. Tia Coffee. Chirp. Talking up, giving her heritage. She finally looks as beautiful as she is as a person on this TV show, which, what a treat. Marina Summers giving rice fields. I don't have to tell you how stunning and perfect she is. She's the best drag queen on earth. I won't hear any different. Jonisa May saying Rule Britannia, amazing. Chirp. To make this gray color work, chirp. This is such a flat gray color. And the way she paired it with reds and feathers, you better fucking work. Mayhem Miller. Oh, wow. Statue of Liberty. Never seen it before ever on the stage ever before. Interesting. Burp. Gothy Kendall. Yeah, this is pretty gorgeous, I gotta say. Have we seen other kind of royal guards? Yeah, but I like it. But I like it. I like it. It's a chirp. It's a chirp. It's a chirp. Okay, La Grande Dame giving frog legs and Eiffel Tower. Over. Amazing. I'm obsessed. It's so good. It's so good. You can't deny this. It's a chirp. She couldn't walk in it, but she played it off. That veil she's wearing is cunt. The dead frog eyes, cunt. The lizard. We have Hanaconda giving this down under lizard, also with a nod to the indigenous peoples, her First Nations peoples, excuse me, which was really fucking fierce. It's a chirp. She knows it. She's never going to look bad on the runway. Wow. Was that everyone? Wow. That was fast and crazy and scary. Mostly chirps, except for Mayhem Miller, who I'm going to burp because she really proved that she hates doing this show, but she'll come back every time they ask her. But she hates it. Next, the last final lip sync is Marina v. La Grande Dame. And, I mean, Marina is going to win. La Grande Dame did good, but Marina murders. She kills. She's so good. And she even felt like she held back. Did y'all get that? Like, she didn't go as hard as she could because I think she's like, I need to save some of my tricks. I can't do every single physical trick on the first episode and get panginaed out of this bitch. She's amazing. Marina clearly wins it. LeGrandam did good. She played to her strengths, which is tall and stunning beauty. And I guess that's it. I actually think she's smart and funny. I'm just being a monster. That's the first episode. This was your RuPaul's Drag Rant brought to you by Mono Agapian and the good folks at Drag Her. Do you like this? Honestly, comment on Instagram. Give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and we'll do more or less of these. Till next time, let the music play.
Was a HeadGum original.